This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Ray Jana. The headlines. Election Commission publishes final voter list covering all 126 Assembly constituencies in Assam. Total voters stands at 2,49,58,139. Boundary pillar erection process begins between Arunachal Pradesh's Pakke Kesang District and Assam Biswanath District. Manipur government bans internet service in Ukhrul district as law and order situation deteriorates in some parts of the district. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission yesterday published the final voter list for the Special Revision 2026, covering all 126 Assembly constituencies in Assam, with the total voters standing at 2,49,58,139. The draft voter list was published on December 27, 2025. According to the Assam Chief Electoral Officer, 2,43,485 voters' names were dropped from the draft list, which had recorded a total of 2,52,01,624 voters. As per the breakup in the final list, Assam has 1,24,82,213 male voters, 1,24,75,583 female voters and 343 voters in the third gender category. People can appeal to the district magistrate within 15 days, with a second appeal to the CEO within 30 days. Unlike the special intensive revision done in other states and union territories, the process in Assam was done through door-to-door verification, not form filling or document submission. For this, a total of 29,656 booth-level officers were engaged across the state. Meanwhile, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma informed that SIR will take place in Assam after the Assembly election. The election is likely to be held in March to April. The boundary pillar erection process has begun between Arunachal Pradesh's Pakke Kesang District and Assam's Biswanath District. Officials from both the states, along with Survey of India as representatives of the central government, were present on the site. MLA Pakke Kesang and State Health and Family Welfare and Water Resources Minister Biuram Wahge expressed gratitude to the Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma for their visionary leadership in making this historic step possible. In Manipur, internet service has been snapped for 5 days in Ukhrul district. The State Home Department has decided to ban the mobile internet data services in the district after the law and order situation deteriorated in some parts of the district. Meanwhile, the state government has been taking up measures to pacify the people of Litan and adjoining areas of Ukhrul districts, and heavy security forces have been deployed round the clock to avoid any unwanted incidents in the areas. Meanwhile, Manipur Deputy Chief Minister Losi Diko said that Chief Minister Y. Kemchan is likely to visit Litan to review the ground situation and meet the affected families. On the final day of his visit to Nagaland, Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, yesterday discussed issues related to ecotourism as well as forest and wildlife management with Nagaland Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Damjan Imna Along, in Kohima. Singh also met officers of the Nagaland Forest Department and appreciated their effective use of GIS for mapping and monitoring. They also shared valuable insights, particularly on community-level practices in the state. Union Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Tokan Sahu, has announced that Vande Bharat Express between Agartala and Guwahati will be launched this year. He made the statement while reacting to the 2026-27 Union Budget at the state BJP headquarters in Agartala yesterday. Sahu said that electrification work between Agartala and South Assam has already been completed. Under Amrit Bharat project, modernization work of Agartala, Udaipur, Dharmanagar and Kumarghat railway stations will be completed. The central government has approved a survey for laying 14-kilometer railway line between Jirania and Both Jung Nagar. Highlighting tourism development, Sahu stated that Tripura will play a key role in the Buddhist circuit being developed across the northeastern states. In a significant step towards improving air connectivity in Manipur, Chief Minister Yumnam Kemchan Singh yesterday flagged off the commencement of direct flights of SpiceJet Airlines services from Imphal to Guwahati, Kolkata and Mumbai at Bir Tikendrajit International Airport, Imphal. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said that during difficult times that have been going on through in Manipur, air travel has become the preferred mode of transport for travelling outside the state. He thanked SpiceJet Airlines for introducing flight services and directed the airline company to review the airfares, ensuring affordability. As part of the launching event, a boarding pass was handed over to the first traveller of SpiceJet flight to Guwahati. The Mizoram government will review the wholesale price for the fixed for the procurement of ginger from farmers, following concerns that no private businesses are willing to purchase the produce at the current rates. According to official sources, the government fixed wholesale price for ginger for the period between the 2nd and the 7th of this month ranged from 40 rupees to 45 rupees per kg. However, traders are not willing to buy ginger at these rates, prompting the government to review and reconsider the price. The government has established 64 secondary collection centres this year to streamline the ginger procurement. The State Election Commission has started its preparations for the Tripura Tribal Area Autonomous District Council elections. According to the notification, the draft list of polling stations in 28 constituencies will be published on Friday. The process of receiving claims and objections on the draft list of polling stations will start from that day and will continue till the 17th of this month. Settlement of claims and objections will end on the 19th of this month. The final list of polling stations in 28 constituencies of ADC will be published on the 21st of this month. In Assam, Class 10 State Board examination began yesterday at 1,046 centres amid tight security. A total of 4,38,565 candidates are appearing for the examination, of which 1,90,243 male and 2,48,322 female candidates. The examination will conclude on the 27th of this month. The evaluation process will be carried out in 45 evaluation zones across the state. Meanwhile, the Higher Secondary Final Examination 2026 will start from today in 821 centres with 48 evaluation zones. A total of 3,30,744 candidates will appear for the Higher Secondary Final Examination across four streams, namely Arts, Science, Commerce and Vocational. The Eastern Command Investiture Ceremony was held yesterday to honour Bravehearts, distinguished personnel and outstanding units of the Eastern Command at Umroy Military Station in Meghalaya. Lieutenant General Ram Chandra Tiwari, General Officer Commanding-in-Chief Eastern Command, took an important part in conferring the gallantry and distinguished service awards to the recipients. 38 awardees, including 19 Sena Medals, Gallantry, 8 Sena Medals, Distinguished, 2 Youth Seva Medals, 1 Bar Du Vishisht Seva Medal, 7 Vishisht Seva Medal and 1 Uttam Jeevan Raksha Padak were honoured. In addition, 49 units were awarded the GOC in Eastern Command Unit Appreciation. In Meghalaya, land documents were distributed to settlers of the GAD land in Tura town area at Nikwatgre Community Hall in the presence of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma. The event was organised by the Meghalaya government through the Office of the Deputy Commissioner Revenue, West Garo Hills District. On the occasion, Sangma, along with officials, distributed land documents to 42 beneficiaries from Nikwatgre and described the occasion as a great and satisfying moment. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated 29 projects and laid 12 foundation stones of key development projects at Taksing and wider Nacho Koduka Limiking region to strengthen infrastructure in remote border areas in Upper Subansiri district near Tibet border. He also inaugurated Tsari Taksin Gajang Shidop Dargeling Monastery and announced Taksing will be taken up as a historical and religious tourism circuit. He said that efforts are underway in consultation with the army and central government to revive the pilgrimage in a regulated manner. He informed that a cabinet Apke Dwar meeting will also be held at Taksing once the basic infrastructure improves. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday chaired a preparatory meeting at the Tripura Institute for Transformation Conference Hall and reviewed the progress of national highway projects in the state. He also held detailed discussions with senior officials to ensure timely execution, adherence to quality standards and seamless coordination aimed at strengthening connectivity and accelerating infrastructure development across the state. National Informatics Centre, Sikkim State Unit, organised the Safer Internet Day 2026 programme yesterday under the theme Smart Tech, Safe Choices, Exploring the Safe and Responsible Use of AI. The programme was conducted as per the directives of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to promote awareness on digital safety and responsible internet use. Safer Internet Day was also observed in various states of the Northeast, reinforcing the message of digital safety and responsible internet use at the grassroots level. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.